Well, good afternoon. It's June 1st, 2023, 12:46 hours Eastern Daylight Time. Ward Green with you. Our reading for today is in Leviticus chapter 1. But first we're going to do, and we'll do our proverb too. Let's go, well, we'll do that after. I don't want to reveal that just yet. But for today's Wild Road part 2 study, we have chapter 10, paragraph 9, little children. It is admittedly very painful to admit mistakes, and I feel much pain in having to point out those of others, mistakes made by ancient scholars being but the worst. Every book I read that perpetuates one or other of the fallacies of the incongruent chronologies is a bother. At the same time, I am made to question the BG to reevaluate over and over again the same difficulty. On the plus side, it's good that we are not all robots. There may also be truth, and there is truth, hidden in wrong chronologies, as there is in mythology or Bryant. Just how much can we learn from the ancient Egyptians or Sumerians about the transitions after Nimrod dies? Bryant's idea that the Cushites conquered Egypt may in actuality be true. For example, the Narmer palette in Mekin. The Narmer palette with the bull's head on it is identified as belonging to Nimrod and or Menes and was found not far south of Thebes in Egypt at renowned Mekin called Hierakonpolis. The quote, city of the hawk, unquote. It is called, in quotations, one of the most important archaeological sites for understanding the foundations, end quote, of an ancient Egyptian society, and it was called one of the largest urban centers along the Nile, even before the pyramids had been constructed, when, quote, a vibrant, bustling city, end quote. These things are in general very difficult indeed to put a date to, which is why dates often are not given. Logic would imply that, quote, pre-dynastic, unquote, evidence in Egypt could precede the deluge of Noah's time, but we believe the Bible that, quote, the truth will set you free, end quote. That's from John chapter 8, verse 32. Neither can all the evidence be presented, because you don't put pearls before swine, as our Lord Jesus knew, Matthew 7 and 6. In the cemetery at Mekin, there is a, quote, perceived gap in burial activity in the Nakata 2C-D period, end quote, which has been dated as the Gerizean culture to the years between 3500 and 3200 BCE. Exacting the deluge 3282 BCE in the BG. Remarkable correspondence between the evidence and the blessed genealogy there. Leviticus chapter 1. But before we begin, we're not doing Mark today because we have to wait for the days to come around again. We're on June 1st, and we just did Mark 4, so we're going to have to wait a while, but the days will come for that. Our proverb for today, little children, it's Proverbs 17 and 2. A servant that is showing insight will rule over the son who is acting shamefully, and in among the brothers, he will have a share of the inheritance. Wow, startling wake-up call there for the actual brothers regarding the faithful servants, the ones showing insight. It is hopefully going to remind the brothers to show insight. Leviticus chapter 1, and Jehovah proceeded to call Moses and speak to him out of the tent of meeting, saying, speak to the sons of Israel, and you must say to them, In case some man of you would present an offering to Jehovah from the domestic animals, you should present your offering from the herd and from the flock. If his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, a male, a sound one, is what he should present. At the entrance of the tent of meeting, he should present it of his own free will before Jehovah. And he must lay his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it must be graciously accepted for him to make atonement for him. Then the young bull must be slaughtered before Jehovah, and the sons of Aaron the priests must present the blood and sprinkle the blood round about upon the altar, which is at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And the burnt offering must be skinned and cut up into its parts, and the sons of Aaron the priests must put fire on the altar and set wood in order on the fire. And the sons of Aaron the priests must set the pieces in order with the head and the suet over the wood that is on the fire that is on the altar. And its intestines and its shanks will be washed with water, and the priest must make all of it smoke on the altar as a burnt offering, an offering made by fire of a restful odor to Jehovah. And if his offering is for a burnt offering, is from the flock, from the young rams or the goats, a male, a sound one is what he will present. And it must be slaughtered at the side of the altar to the north before Jehovah, and the sons of Aaron the priests must sprinkle its blood round about upon the altar, and he must cut it up into its parts, and its head and its suet, and the priest must set them in order over the wood that is on the fire that is on the altar, and he will wash the intestines and the shanks with water, and the priest must present all of it and make it smoke on the altar. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire of a restful odor to Jehovah. However, if his offering as a burnt offering to Jehovah is from the fowls, then he must present his offering from the turtle doves or the young pigeons, and the priest must present it at the altar and nip off its head and make it smoke upon the altar. But its blood must be drained out upon the side of the altar, and he must remove its crop with its feathers and throw it beside the altar to the east, to the place for the fatty ashes. And he must cleave it at its wings. He must not divide it. Then the priest must make it smoke on the altar over the wood that is on the fire. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire of a restful odor to Jehovah. And that's the end of our study for today, little children. The song by Gary Wright, Dreamweaver. That's right. We didn't play that yet, did we? I don't think we did. It totally slipped my mind. I certainly had planned to play it. We'll play it now. I think we'll do that now. So, we've got to start it again. Here we go. This is Dreamweaver. From 1975, Gary Wright, the song Dreamweaver. Thank you. Well, they've played that song on the radio more than once, that's for sure. I don't remember it being 1975, though, when that first came out. I would have thought that that came out a year or two later than that. I mean, but my memory, I either didn't hear it in 1975, or which I must have heard it, so I believe my memory is probably not completely time-wise accurate in that regard. Just like with the times of ancient history, the records of the ancient historians are not always time-wise accurate either. Even though they're written down, they're not written down contemporaneous with the events. So they're unfortunately grossly inaccurate in many cases. So that is the end of our study now, little children. And I love you very much. I want to tell you to always pray and don't ever give up on what you believe is right according to the scriptures, especially. And remember that Jesus said at John 17:3 that this means everlasting life. You're taking in knowledge of the only true God and of the one whom he sent forth, Jesus Christ. So for me, it's Phoebe and Annie saying bye for now.